No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
Some things you can fight and fight and fight. And at some point, you just got to accept the reality that is. And at number 16, this is the reality. Jake Brendel is the starting center for the 49ers. It is not up for debate. It is whether he's the best man for the job or not. That is a debate. But he has the job. That is not up for debate. He comes in number 16 on the 49ers Rush 2025 roster countdown. He's just inched his way forward. He's been on this. 2022, he was number 21 on the list. 2023, 19. Last year, 18. This year, 16. And, like, look, obviously, I'm not the biggest Jake Brendel guy, but dude has been an Iron Man. Absolutely mainstay into the culture of the team. Amazing teammate, and just everybody loves him, and he's a bargain. You know, like, by far one of the lowest paid centers, starting centers in the league that have kept their job for 4 years. The 49ers have chosen. This is a position that they can trust Jake Brendel because he does make the right calls. He's very intelligent. As we go through his background, like, dude's a stud. I'm going to be very honest. Like, I do not like the way that he plays football at all. that I don't. But he is a stud. He's consistent. He stays healthy. He makes the right calls. He's a positive in the locker room. Smart as hell. And high character guy. And super athletic. And so, like, you know, you look, he's wears jersey number 64. You always see him standing around watching people play football. But 6'4", 300 pounds, 31-inch arms. That's why he went undrafted. He's 32. He's getting a little long in the tooth, but he didn't play for the first part of his career. But the athleticism is off the charts. His 43 cone and shuttle are all in the top 90th percentile of offensive linemen. Ran a 5 flat 40, 1.6 9-10-yard split, and a 7.33 cone. He can move. He can get to wherever it is you want him. And that's kind of one of the things. Like, you want somebody to reach the second level. He can get there. Now, he doesn't have the functional strength to maintain blocks. But, you know, his PFF run grades, he'll scoop a linebacker. He'll get to a safety on a screen. He just cannot engage in a block for longer than a second. And so, like, if you take the still shot, he'll get to the linebacker every damn time. And that's remarkable. He just cannot maintain blocks versus anybody. Just quits after two counts almost every single play. And that's where my frustration comes from. But character and athleticism, check, 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 check. This is 6th year with the 49ers. 6th year. Texas boy, played at Plano, Texas, Plano East. And, you know, like, he did a lot. Team captain at UCLA whenever he goes there. Economics major, graduated with a business economics degree. That's awesome. UCLA's athletic director's honor roll 9 times. 2-time team captain with UCLA. Nominee for the Werfel Senior Class Award goes to the good work. Like, this guy has everything that you could ever want off the field. I mean, he's just awesome. Academic All-District 8 times. team co-captain, leadership award, field captain's award to the team's annual banquet, became UCLA's all-time leader in games started. Like, dude just does not get injured. He's got tiger blood in there. Just wish he played a little bit more aggressively and more consistently. His misses have been some of the worst misses. But let's talk about his background. His full name is Jacob William Brendel, born in Madison, Wisconsin, grew up very well-rounded individual. It was local musical theater. He played football, basketball, baseball, lacrosse, wrestling, competitive swimmer. He did the backstroke and breaststroke. Like, this dude kind of did like a little bit of everything. Interested in a career in law after football. I don't know if he's still into that. Big fisherman. Like, just such a cool dude. Goes undrafted in the 2016 NFL draft, signs on with the Cowboys, was on their practice squad, gets released. Then he joined the Miami Dolphins in 2016, and that's where the love affair began. Chris Forster was the offensive line coach at Miami back in 2016, and since then they have been almost inseparable. Bounced around, practice squad, was on the Broncos, the Ravens, and then in 2020, he signed with the 49ers. And he opted out of the COVID year, got waived by the 49ers a few times, 2021. But then when Alex Mack retired, Jake Brendel's been the starting center since, every single game. He has not missed games. Like, the one thing that you have to give him credit for is he is tough as hell. I mean, he is a freaking warrior when it comes to playing injured, playing hurt, playing whatever. He's just out there. At three consecutive years, he has played over 1,000 snaps for the 49ers. That's impressive. Like, that is freaking incredible. Now, his run grade is high. Really high grade. He's had grades of 65, 70, and 71 the last 3 years. But, again, PFF, if you get there, they give you credit. He just can't maintain the blocks, and you just see him fall off of linebackers, and you know he'll just get up there and play tag with them and just won't stay with them. Now, pass protection, not too great. Last 2 years had a 42 grade and a 55 grade. Not ideal. Not ideal at all. Signed a four-year contract extension in 2023, so the Niners got him under contract for a while. And, you know, if he was to be cut, it'd be a $2.3 million cap hit this year and a 1.4. He's a bargain center. And so the 49ers pay all these wide receivers and whatever other positions. You got one of the cheapest centers in the NFL. His career earnings, $12.5 million. $11 million of those dollars came from the 49ers. He's made almost his entire career's money with the Niners. He played in 54 career games, 51 of those with the Niners. He has fulfilled the role, makes the calls, has the athleticism, perfect prototype, great character guy. Just wish he was tougher. Wish he would quit, you know. And I know I've been probably one of the most critical people of Jake Brendel. I just get so frustrated when people are fighting and you just stop and turn around and watch. You should never watch your ball carrier. You should never watch your quarterback if you're offensive lineman. Look for something to do. Don't just stand around. Hopefully that changes. I don't know how that changes at 32. And I don't know why coaches haven't just said, dude, will you just block to the whistle? Just block to the whistle. But he's a great guy and amazing human. And, you know, my fault. I struggle at times because I get so passionate when things go bad that, hey, these are humans. And Jake Brendel's a great human. He's a great dude. And I hope he gets into coaching. And I hope he stays healthy again, even though I do not want him to be the starter of the 49ers at the center position. He has earned it. And I hope that he has his best year yet. Can't get much worse, but a little more consistency, a little more tougher, and just block to the whistle. I just really hope he does. But he will be the starting center, and he has such a huge impact on the 2025 49ers season. No doubt about it. That's why he comes in number 16 on this list, the highest he has ever been. Thank you to Ben for writing today's episode. And for us and the 49ers Rush team, oh, Jake Brendel, I love you, man. Come on, man. Let's get it done this year. Let's get it done.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. Preseason football is underway and college football is here. So don't miss any of the action this preseason on Prize Picks. 49ers bets are everywhere. And my favorite thing about Prize Picks is how simple it is to play. You just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. You get the picks right, you can win cash up to 2,000 times your money. Will Brock Purdy have more or less than 12.5 yards rushing? What about Christian McCaffrey at 75 yards week one? That's it. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 40 states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code 49ers, that's 49ERS, to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Your fantasy league pays bragging rights. My bookie pays cash. Gear up for another banger of a football season with a full-service sportsbook and casino in one. Whether you're firing off futures, betting the spread, spinning the slots late at night, everything runs through one account, one wallet, no switching apps. MyBookie has it all. Right now is the perfect time to get ahead of the curve with college football kicking off August 23rd. MyBookie's got national championship, Heisman odds, already live. Lock in your picks early before the lines start moving. And if you're brand new, you get a little extra juice. Sign up with promo code 49ers, 49ERS, or scan this QR code next to me. Drop in $100. MyBookie adds $50 for free. Go bigger, get more for your money. The action's heating up, the odds are moving, and this season is shaping up to be a good one already. Don't miss it. Bet big anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, including California, with MyBookie. The 49ers have a few major value plays on the offensive line. Yeah, Drake Brindle, you know, very, very cheap for a center. And then Colton McKivitz, who is his third consecutive season in the top 20 of our 49ers rush countdown. Comes in number 15 this year in 2025. He's up two spots from last year, was at number 17. 2023 was at 12, his highest. And then 2022 was number 32 as a swing tackle. He just came in, took over the right tackle job, and three consecutive years of very good performance. Now, he does have that, you know, once every 3 or 4 games just gets blown off the ball and, you know, kind of misses and, you know, whatever else. But nowhere near what Mike McGlinchey was doing. And that was kind of the replacement, right? Mike McGlinchey, a top 10 pick, goes and gets paid top 10 money to go play for the Broncos, but Colton McKivitt stepped in, and I would argue you lose a little bit in the run blocking, even though he has improved dramatically the past three seasons at run blocking. Not as good a run blocker as McKivitt's, but a much better pass pro. And, you know, if you had to ask me straight up, like, you want Colton McKivitt's or do you want Mike McGlinchey? I'm taking Colton McKivitt's even without the salary discount. I just think that he is constantly improved. And now he's heading into his 29-year-old season where, you know, his birthday's right at the start of the season. He'll be 29 at the start. Wears jersey number 68 and tough as nails. Loves to get the last punch in. You'll hear the whistle and he'll always like jab the defender or get his hands on him, like just pesky, tough, always have to have the last point of contact. He was like that in college at West Virginia as well. 6'6", 300 pounds, 33¾-inch arms. He ran a 5.3 40, 182 10-yard, and a 7.8 3-cone. 8'10 broad jump, 20 bench press reps, and he's going into his sixth season. You know, the 49ers have extended these kind of cheap, valued contracts to Colton McKivitt's, and I think that's kind of the end of this. Is probably going to be his last year. He's going to be a free agent next year, and after you saw Jalen Moore go get $15 million a year, Colton McKivitt's is better than him, and his career earnings so far right at about under $10 million. He's going to get over $10 million a year if he just has relatively close to the same season he's had, you know, the past few years. If he plays like he did last year, again, you're talking $16 to $18 million a year. I don't think the 49ers are comfortable paying that, but the 49ers are hoping they can get one more solid year out of him. And, you know, being brought up, you know, this is an outdoor. His bachelor's is in wildlife and fisheries resources. He's an outdoor kid all day. Fishing, hunting, all that kind of stuff. That's just kind of the way in which he was raised. Caught his first fish with his dad at 3 years old. Ohio kid, born and raised, East Richland Christian High School, the Lions, before transferring to Union Local High School, the Jets in Ohio. And Union Local, the high school, recently retired his jersey. He was so freaking good. Two-year team captain there, you know, all-star, whatever else, academic honor roll. He was also a four-year basketball. He was an all-state basketball player in high school all the way back in 2014. So, you know, captain, division, whatever. The dude did it all. Goes to West Virginia and started 47 out of 50 games. And just, you know, all Big 12 conference first team, honor roll again, and just was so consistent and just mean as hell. I remember watching the Longhorns play him. I was like, this dude is just mean. Mullet-looking dude, just out there always hitting people. I loved it. Goes to the 2020 Reese Senior Bowl. 49ers fell in love with him. They liked him so much that, remember, this was the year after Joe Staley retired, and nobody knew Joe Staley was retiring. So you're heading into the draft, no information out there, and the 49ers were planning on taking Colton McKivitt's with their third-round pick, I believe. John Lynch alluded to this after the draft. But then the Trent Williams trade, they were able to get that done. So they trade for Trent Williams, so they kind of pass on Colton McKivitt's, but he falls to the fifth round. And John Lynch said, you know, we were comfortable taking Colton McKivitt's in the third round and having him come in to fight for that Joe Staley left tackle replacement job. But you trade for Trent Williams, one of the greatest trades in 49ers history. Colton McKivitt's falls to the fifth round. They take him there. And Colton McKivitt's didn't come out well. Like, let's just be very honest. Actually got cut his rookie year and then brought back, and that's when the change happened. He had an awesome interview with Matt, and you know, I thought that was really, really cool. But like, the Niners were so high on this guy. He was a gold helmet player, which they don't really talk too much about anymore, but they loved what he was. It just took him a while to kind of get what it meant to be a pro, the consistency and all those things. But you're talking about somebody that, you know, played 300 snaps his rookie year, 70 snaps 2021, 68 snaps 2022, but now he's a three-year straight starter, over 1,000 snaps back-to-back years, and last year had his highest overall grade, 72.2. He had his second-highest pass pro year with 72.8 and had his highest run blocking grade with 68.6. So you're talking about an ascending player that is on three consecutive years of improvement. And man, if you could just get a carbon copy from Colton McKivitz, what he did in 2024 to 2025, good Lord. Hey, you're talking, the 49ers are a top 10 team whenever it comes to offensive tackle play. Trent Williams skews that dramatically. But right tackle is one of the least talented positions in the NFL. Teams do not have quality right tackles. Colton McKivitz is a quality right tackle. Is he a top 10? I think he's probably in that 11 to 15 range. That's probably where I put him as far as right tackles go. But if he just takes one step up, you're talking about a top 10 right tackle. This dude is going to be getting paid next year, period. Injuries, he's been consistently available. The minor injuries, but haven't really resulted in missed snaps. Again, back-to-back years with over 1,000 snaps. Not a lot of 49ers have been able to say that. Again, career earnings, just under $10 million. He's played 62 games, started 39 games, played all 17 games last year. And again, 72.2 pass pro, 72.8 run blocking, 68.7. Like, the dude is just getting the damn job done, and he's not written in pencil the right tag. It's written in pen. He is the guy, and it's a contract year. A lot of people focusing on Juwan Jennings, but, you know, Kyle Shanahan brought up, you know, Colton McKivitz is another guy that is deserving of an extension. But after that Jaylon Moore $15 million deal contract the Chiefs gave him, man, if you're Colton McKivitz and his agent, you just say, hey, we're not signing any more value deals. You're going to wait next year, go out, get paid, double your money in 1 year. So I'm hoping Colton McKivitz goes out there and dominates, goes elsewhere, gets paid. 49ers get the compensation pick. That's kind of the idea. That's the philosophy and the playbook with how they build. I don't know who the incumbent at right tackle is. They have not. The 49ers are the only team in the NFL that have not drafted a center or a tackle in three consecutive years in the draft. The only team, I don't know who the backup is. Austin Pleasance has been that guy, you know, the backup right tackle all throughout camp. You have Spencer Burford there as well. Andre Dillard's going to be healthy at some point, hopefully. But Colton McKivitz is the guy. And with Chris Forster and how much he loves continuity, I wouldn't be shocked if he gets an extension, but I'm not sure it's in the cards with how much the 49ers have already extended with Brock Purdy, George Kittle, Fred Warner this year. I think it's let him play out his contract, go get signed elsewhere, get that compensation pick, try to replace through the draft or free agency on a cheaper value option. 49ers don't like spending on offensive line. I think that's going to continue. But Colton McKivitz, A-plus job last year, best season by far as a pro. Can he build on that? If he can, this 49ers offense is going to be chugging. Thank you, Ben, for helping write this today's episode. And for us in the 49ers Rush team, we're just going to keep counting them down. Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, Tick Pick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. Tick Pick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the Tick Pick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the Tick Pick app or tickpick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. It's incredible all the different changes that could happen in one calendar year. Brandon Ayuk comes in number 14 on the 49ers roster countdown, which is still incredibly high, especially for a player that's going to miss probably half of the 2025 season. But make no mistake, the 49ers have invested in Brandon Ayuk to be the wide receiver one of the 49ers for the future. We're going to talk contract. We're going to talk the awkward contract holdout and social media craziness. But we're also going to talk about what to expect and when to expect Brandon Ayuk back, who, man, was a fan favorite. You know, just before this point last year, and, you know, we go on all the 49ers Rush road trips and we give away autographed jerseys. Man, there was a point last year where I could not give away an autographed Brandon Ayuk jersey at an event because fans just didn't want it. They were very, very upset with how things went. And, you know, the 49ers are not strangers to contract holdouts and trade demands or whatever else. But I can tell you this, like, not Debo, not Bosa, not Kittle, not whatever. Ayuk pissed fans off, period. Now, he got his money, and I love to see anybody get paid more than most people out there. I love it. But can the image rehabilitation return to where it was? Because Ayuk was a fan favorite, and that changed dramatically last year. The injury obviously doesn't help. Injuries are always a bad thing. But he has dropped. You know, his first year on this countdown, 2022, he was number 11. 2023 was number 8. Last year was number 7. Falls to number 14 because of the injury. But, you know, Debo's gone. Brandon Ayuk is the mainstay. And I know a lot of people are like, trade him. When we get to the contract portion of this conversation, you'll realize the 49ers have no way in the world to trade that contract, not only for 2025, even whenever he establishes himself as healthy, but 2026 as well. Brandon Ayuk's not going anywhere for at least 2 seasons, hopefully longer. I really hope he can reestablish himself as that number one wide receiver in this offense, and he's a perfect pairing with Brock Purdy. He wears jersey number 11, 6 foot, 200 pounds. Brandon Ayuk has 33.5-inch arms. That's one of his special rare traits, is just those long arms, can reach out and pluck the ball out. Only 27 years old. That is huge. So overcoming this tremendous ACL, MCL tear, I mean, huge contact injury, catastrophic, dude's 27. So if he comes back at any point this year, he still has a lot of quality football ahead of him. Ran a 4.5 flat, 1.52 10-yard split, pretty damn good. 40-inch vertical, 10.8 broad jump, 11 bench press reps. Going into his sixth season, came out really, really young. Played high school football at Robert McQueen High School in Reno, Nevada. Wide receiver, he was a DB, ran kicks, first team all Nevada, all those different things. And he's only the second alum from a Northern Nevada high school to ever be a first round pick. The other answer, defensive tackle Sean Knight, was drafted by the Saints back in 1987, number 11th overall. Now, his process to get to Arizona State and be coached by Herm Edwards and all that kind of stuff was a process. He had to go to Sierra Junior College in Rocklin, California first, then transfer over to Arizona State. He played 2 seasons at Sierra College. And, man, he balled out there. Was one of the most prized JUCO transfers. Chooses to go to ASU, which they were kind of a wide receiver powerhouse at the time. Heads over there, played 13 games as a junior for ASU, 33 catches, 474 yards, 3 touchdowns, nothing special. But he was waiting in the wings of N'Keal Harry, who was a first-round pick, you know, to the Patriots, and kind of saved us because the 49ers were going to take N'Keal Harry over Debo Samuel. But the Patriots did the 49ers a solid and kind of saved him from that one. Then his senior year, goes out there and just, man, 1,192 receiving yards, 5th most ever for ASU, and was all over the place. It was just big play after big play after big play. 3.04 yards per route run, first in the Pac-12. One of just 3 receivers in college football that year to have 80-plus yard receiving twice on the year. Amazing returner, did all kinds of things. First team all Pac-12, return specialist, wide receiver, you name it. Dude was just a stud. And he's a California boy. A lot of people don't realize this. He's from Rocklin, California, but grew up in Reno. He's of Cameroonian descent, and he was a 49ers fan since a young age. He even talked about it, quote, "My mom's been a huge 49ers fan her whole life. That kind of bled into me when I was younger," end quote. And so whenever he got that call from the 49ers, you know, everybody kept telling him that they thought the 49ers were going to draft him. And they took him 25th pick in the first round of the 2020 draft. They traded up to go get him, and they weren't the only team. The Packers were also trying to trade up to go get him. The 49ers kind of beat them to it, and then the Packers ended up taking Jordan Love. Man, talk about franchise trajectories and all those kind of things. Now, the 2020 49ers draft is kind of a mess because you traded back from 13 when Tristan Wirfs and Justin Jefferson were still on the board to get, you went for the defensive tackle, Kinlaw, didn't work out, but then they traded back up. So even if that Kinlaw trade was a mess, which it was, the positive was you got enough draft capital and dropping from 13 to 14 to get you back up to jump up to get Ayuk. So that's there. play that however you want. Obviously, if you would have took Tristan Wirfs or Justin Jefferson in that first pick, that would have been a home run. What would you have done with the second pick? That's a whole nother, you know, can of worms. But it's always kind of fun to look back. Now, as a rookie, Ayuk, that was that COVID year that was bananas. And, you know, kind of started right out of the gate because that 2020 was all the injured years, right? You remember that? Right after 2019, 2020, everybody was getting hurt. COVID, COVID exemptions, COVID close contacts, all that kind of craziness. But he started 11 games, played in 12. His rookie year, 60 catches, 748 yards, 5 receiving touchdowns. Beyond solid, plus 2 rushing touchdowns. You remember, Kyle Shanahan used to let Ayuk run the end of rounds and jet sweeps. You remember the amazing run against the Eagles where he hurdled the guy and all that? He kind of deleted that from his playbook. I wish it would be brought back, but used to be able to use him as a rushing threat. Then in 2021, his sophomore year, played 17 games, started 16, 56 catches, 826 yards, 5 touchdowns. That was the Ayuk in the doghouse, whatever else. He didn't start week one. Trent Sherfield started over him, all that kind of stuff. 2022, that's whenever he stepped up. Started all 17 games. 78 catches, 1,015 yards, 8 touchdowns. Played over 1,000 snaps. Had an 80.3 PFF grade. The separation was there. It was finally time. In 2023, that was his career year. Hopefully it won't be his career year when it's all said and done. 75 receptions, 1,342 yards, 7 touchdowns. And, man, the run blocking was on point. Had an 80.2 run blocking, best of his career. Just was incredible. And he did all those elite numbers on 800 snaps. The year before, he played 1,000. 200 less snaps for 300 more yards. Still not an elite touchdown guy, but a lot of that was because CMC was getting all the touchdowns. And, you know, Ayuk was a second-team All-Pro that year. Then 2024 happens. Ugly contract negotiations. He's scripting fake videos with other players from other teams, releasing practice footage from other teams, literally doing just like the fake video thing was just so weird to me. Holds in, doesn't want to be there, you know, demands to be traded, says the teams he wants to be traded to. 49ers get an elite offer on the table from Cleveland, where you would have got a second round pick, would have been the first overall pick of the second round, and Amari Cooper. And, you know, he says, I'm not going to Cleveland, whatever else. That, man, I would have taken that trade in a heartbeat. I was screaming that, at, like, please take this trade. This is a top 40 pick. It actually would have been pick 33 overall. But the trade goes all the way up, all the way into, like, right before game time. And, you know, finally gets this stupid-ass contract. Shanahan has to run all the way up the stairs to stop the trade from happening. Says, let's get it done. Let's try one more time. They get it signed. One of the worst contracts in the NFL for any position. I do love people getting paid, but we'll go through that in a second. Finally gets him signed. Then he goes up and has a press conference and laughs and says, yeah, I made it harder than it needed to be. Ha, 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 ha. Like, what the hell, man? Then he goes out there after no training camp. And you got to remember, Brandon Ayuk was the player of the training camp, offense, defense, the entire team, back-to-back years, 2022, 2023, skipped all of training camp because of the contract, goes out there and played his worst football of his career. Played in 7 games before tearing his ACL, and 25 catches, 374 yards, 0 touchdowns in 7 games. Played 357 snaps, 74 grade. 2024, those 7 games, was his lowest success rate, receptions per game, yards per target, yards per reception, catch percentage, highest drop percentage, lowest missed tackles forced, lowest passer rating when targeted, lowest PFF score, one of his lowest run blocking grades. Like, I don't care how anybody measures it. 2024 Brandon Ayuk was not good. Not good at all. Now, would they have been better with him than without him, even at that 2024 pace? Yes, absolutely. But 2024 Ayuk was not the Brandon Ayuk you paid for. And maybe it's just the fact that he needs all that time to ramp up and whatever else. But how do you explain the run blocking? Like, where was the desire to get out there and make a freaking difference when you're one of the highest paid wide receivers in the NFL? And let's be honest, Brandon Ayuk is not a top 5 wide receiver in the NFL, but he is being paid like it. That's going to, you know, eventually age out as more wide receivers get paid. But on October 20th against the Chiefs, always against the damn Chiefs, Ayuk tears his ACL, MCL during the Week 7 matchup, ruled out for the rest of the season. He's going to miss half the year this year. Now, he hasn't had a lot of injuries, but when will Brandon Ayuk return? Yeah, Matt Maiocco said he might be back week one. I thought that was comical to say the least. My guess is week 9, November 2nd at the Giants. If I had to circle a date, usually I would circle a home game, but there's a lot of traveling going on at the end of October and November. I think that road game, I think that's probably when, just after Halloween, that's kind of the timetable that I see. Now, positives, Brandon Ayuk has been awesome at training camp, coaching up, out there working up, hyping up guys, working with this young wide receiver core. He's awesome in meetings, teaching through routes and all that stuff. So it seems like he's back into the fold and participating. Why wouldn't he be? He's got one of the top contracts of wide receivers out there. But even though he can't play yet, he is a part. And so I love that. My biggest question is, even if he does come back this year, which I fully expect, remember, he has needed the ramp-up time of training camp 2022 and 2023 to start off so hot. He's not going to get that this year. Hopefully they do not rush him back, no matter how pivotal it is that you need another wide receiver. Please do what's best for Brandon Ayuk long-term on the health side, because that's going to be best for the 49ers long-term. Do not rush him back, and then you get a Malik Mustafa-type thing where he re-injures his ACL. Niners don't need that. Now let's talk about the contract. 4-year, $120 million contract extension. Unbelievable. And no way in the world. The wide receiver market is so inflated right now. Like, I do not. Those contracts are bananas. Brandon Ayuk is awesome. I think he's kind of a top 10 to 15 wide receiver in the NFL, but he's being paid like a top 5 guy. That's a problem. And you look at his cap hits, not too bad right now. This year, he's got a $9.9 million cap hit. That's fine. Next year, 2026, $15 million cap hit. That's fine. The problem is 2027 and 2028. $41 million cap hit in 2027, $43 million cap hit in 2028. That is bananas, off the charts money. Like, I don't know if there's a wide receiver in the NFL that deserves that big of a cap hit. So the 49ers, when they signed this deal, they 100% did this. Like, look, we're going to backload this deal, and then we're going to renegotiate and re-extend, like you did with Kittle, like you did with Warner, like you did, you know, that's just the way that they operate financially. But, man, is Brandon Ayuk ever going to return to what he was? Now, you have 2 years. I talked about how you're not moving on from this contract in this season, 2025, or next year. Listen to these dead cap hits. This year, the dead cap hit, and this is why anybody that talked about trading Brandon Ayuk after this contract was signed was freaking full of baloney. Either that or they were ignorant to the numbers. He has a $66 million dead cap hit this year. This year. Who the hell is going to take that trade? Why would the Niners do that trade whenever you're only going to save $9 million? And then next year's dead cap hit is $56 million. You are not trading that deal at all. I can promise you that. So all the people that are like, oh, well, once Ayuk's back and healthy, we could trade that. No, you cannot. Not in 2025 and not in 2026. That would be the dumbest thing anybody could do. Now, after those years, then you could do an extension or a trade. The dead cap in 2027, $21 million. The dead cap in the last year, 2028, $12 million. Those are reasonable deals that you can kind of swallow and whatever else. Now, the 49ers do lead the NFL in dead cap spending, so that is, you know, kind of a problem there. But you're not moving on from Brandon Ayuk. He is a part of the long-term maintenance plan of the 49ers offense with Brock Purdy signed, George Kittle signed. You have Ricky Pierce off for 3 to 4 years if you use that fifth-year extension. The Niners never do. And then Brandon Ayuk. That is a solid, solid, solid base. You throw CMC in there for a couple years. You throw Trent Williams, who said he could play 3 more years if he wanted to. The foundation on offense is built, and Brandon Ayuk is a core tenant of that. Can he return this year? Can he return to 2023 form? We don't want 2024 Brandon Ayuk. You want somebody that cares and is passionate and plays that way. That is why the 49ers overpaid him. You're hoping you can get that back. Brandon Ayuk, man, take care of yourself. Don't rush it back. Don't rush it back. Don't rush it back. When you get back, act like you want to freaking be here. And we have seen that in training camp so far. Seems like he wants to be here and be a part of the team. He's posting clips about how easy football is on his social media. He's ready to go. So get healthy. Get out there. I want to see 2023 elite separation, elite run blocking, somebody that's passionate and cares and shows up in big-time games. Let's go, Brandon Ayuk. I know that was a long one. Shout out to Ben who wrote this episode. But, man, when will Ayuk come back? I'm going to say November 2nd, week 9 at the Giants. Hopefully earlier. But do not rush it. For us in the 49ers Rush team, we'll just keep counting them down.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.